Eicha Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. We're not finding any rest anywhere. Darchei Tzion Avelo. So what happens when we're kicked out? So now we return to Yerushalayim over abandoned and empty roads. The roads of Tzion are mournful. Mibli Boi Moed, because nobody comes to the appointed season. You don't have the Ole Regel for the Moed. The roads are mourning the lack of people walking along them. The city, the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, have lost our roles in a post-Churban world. We can't go to the Ole Regel because there's no Beis HaMikdash to bring our korbanos. Now what? Ibn Ezra says Moed may even be the Beis HaMikdash itself, a sacred place abandoned. Kol Shareha Shomeimin, all her gates are desolate. The gate is where Torah is taught. The gate is where the Sanhedrin meets to do Jewish justice. Commerce is transacted. None of that is happening now. Everything's abandoned. It's eerie. It's post-apocalyptic. Kohaneha ne'enochim. Her priests are moaning because they have no korbanos to bring. Their function and the income that they used to get from doing their jobs completely lost to them. B'suloseha nugos v'hi marla. Her maidens grieve at the loss, the Mefarshim say, of Tuba Av, when they went out and rejoiced and celebrated and found Shiduchim. The connection between Kohanim and Besulos, all members of society are grieving, whether they are Kohanim, whether they are men, whether they are women, whether they are old, whether they are young. Everything is gone. The Himar La, she herself suffers bitterly. Who's she? Klal Yisrael, roads, gates, Kohanim, maidens. Quite a few women in the Torah, in the Tanakh, are bitter. Chana, the mother of Shmuel, the Isha Shunamis, and Elisha, Mama Rachel, Naomi. In all these cases, the bitterness is resolved with having children and replaced with joy. So this may be a hint that someday this will be replaced with joy as well, but it doesn't seem like it's on the horizon, as we learn Eicha. Hey, Hayutzareha L'Rosh Ayaveha Shalu. Her adversaries have become the head. Now, this is the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in Pasuk Hey in the Megillah entirely. But along with that comes a statement about how the enemies of Klal Yisrael are now the head. What does that mean? That means attacking Klal Yisrael is always a shortcut to power. Gemara Sanhedrin, Gemara Gittin says this. They get to very high status, and that's all that enables them to topple Klal Yisrael, but sooner or later they get toppled as well. And this is leading into the great question, how come the wicked prosper? Why do good things happen to bad people? Oyveha Shalu, her enemies are at ease. They're relaxing. Why not? Ki Hashem Hogo al Rov Shoeha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has afflicted her, has afflicted Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, because of her many sins, her multitude of sins. Olaleha holchu shivi lifnei tzar, her young children, olalim, the youngest children, the most beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're being taken out into captivity in front of the enemy, which leads to the second big question, why do innocents suffer? We're not, the Shechina went with the small children, says the Midrash, not the Talmid Chachamim. So, Ki Hashem Hogal, Rop Shoeha, in the middle, that's the answer, that's sandwiched in, which we may or may not want to accept, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meeting out the punishments, and we are culpable, we have brought all the Tochecha upon ourselves. So this is at the core of all of Sefer Eicha, that as emotional and critical we may get of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to do, we have to remember how much we are responsible, which gives us faith in the system again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing true justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oseh Mishpat. Vav, Vayetze Mibas Tzion Kol Hadara. Gone from the daughter of Tzion is all of her splendor. Klal Yisrael again as the abandoned woman, as the vulnerable woman. The splendor of Yerushalayim, all of her splendor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sanhedrin, the Kohanim, the children, the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that all the Talmidei Chachamim were exiled 11 years before the Churban to establish a Jewish infrastructure in Bavel and Yeshivos. But Yerushalayim is barren without them for more than 10 years. Hayu sareha ka'ayolim lo matzu miret. Her princes were like hearts, like deer who did not find pasture, like rams who did not find pasture. The sareha, the great men sent into early exile, deer turn their faces away from each other in the heat of the day, the Gemara says. They close their eyes to evil within the community. They don't give mussar. They don't make sure that the Rishayim repent. They hold responsibility as well. And they depart without strength before their pursuer, literally because they have nothing to eat, so they're weak. But Lifnei Rodef, spelled Mole with a Vav, Rodef is a complete, Rashi says, pursuit that's not going to stop. So life in exile, again, as we said a few psukim ago, we're constantly on the move. We never have a rest anywhere. Lo Matz Oma Noach, like the dove in the Teva of Noach. V'lo Matz Oha Yonoma Noach, that's us. The dove would not have returned at all if she had found somewhere to live. And the Jewish people will find no rest among the nations. Ultimately, we're going to have to return. We have nowhere else to be. The lack of pasture means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our shepherd, isn't providing pasture and sustenance and help. But that connects with the idea that our shepherds among our nation, the generation's leaders, failed in their own duties to Klal Yisrael. Zayin Zachra Yerushalayim, Yemei Anya Umrudeha. Yerushalayim recalls the days of her poverty and her miseries. Umrudeha. Kol Machamudeha. All of her precious things, chemed, all the things that were most dear to her, asher hayu mimei kedem, that were from days of old, b'nafal amav yad sar, when her people fell in the hand of the enemy, the adversary, b'ein ozer la, and there were none to help her. So the pasuk finishes describing the ruin of Yerushalayim before moving on to the reasons, as we're going to see next. But now the new torment includes mockery. Nobody helped us. B'nafol amo b'yad sar, ve'in ozer lo, ro'u ha'tzarim sochaku al mishpateha. Her enemies looked on, stared at her desolation and gloated about it, sochaku, and rejoiced in it. If you've seen any of the protesters, there's been a lot of film clips from all of the protesters all around the world about the Zayos. Die, die, IDF, death, death to the IDF. Screaming things at Jewish people and rejoicing when anything bad happens to Jewish people. This is Mamish Echa right now. The word Zachra Yerushalayim, Zachira, memory, comes up several times in Echa. Sometimes it's memories of the past glory and good times, so you, at least at one time, you can seek some solace in that. Zachar is the commandment in the Torah to be loyal to the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we violated them. And Zachira, of course, that Hashem appears not to be remembering us, and kol machamudeha, the treasures including the Beis Hamikdash, the Kelim, the words of the Torah itself, the inhabitants, the children, the good old days. But sochaku al mishpateha, they rejoice at the fact that we can't keep Shabbos or Shemitah, which we didn't keep when we had the chance. But in Golis, at least we tried. And Zakrashi, the captors of the Jews, deride us as hypocrites and fools. Now we're so frum that we're going to keep Shabbos. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, we didn't. So blame is starting to come down. And blame that we have earned, unfortunately.